This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll spend our time visiting with a Farm Credit Illinois Fresh Perspectives Award winner. Tom Connors of Triple T Farms and Shipmen was recognized during the Ag Day program at the State Fair for his outstanding work with nutrient stewardship. Tom farms with his dad and said he was able to start making decisions and trying new things in the early 90s. Those decisions and practices have led them to where they are today, and they've made a lot of changes along the way.
You know, we farm near Shipmen, or right outside of it, corn, soybean. We've got a few beef cows that we run. The nutrient management side of it is I've been doing for several years. Probably in the mid-90s, I started grid soil sampling, 2.5-acre grids, and variable rate fertilizer and yield monitors on the combine. I had one of the first yield monitors around, and it's kind of progressed from then. Today, I'm not quite as hands-on as I was back in the mid-90s. I've jobbed off some of those data functions to the boys at CHS. Joe Huebner, in fact, has done it here the last few years for me and very good at what he does. So I rely on Joe a lot for crunching the numbers, per se, for me.
Yeah. Looking and analyzing that data, I know there's a lot of it, and you told me you've been doing the grid sampling and things. It all works together, and, I mean, cost savings and a lot of benefits to the soil and things, right?
Correct. So, you know, the first question, you know, back in the mid-90s, late 90s or early 2000s, you know, all the farmers would come up and ask me, says, is it worth doing the variable rate fertilizer? Does it pay? Does it pay? Well, you know, it's hard to put your thumb down on it and say, yes, it pays this much. You know, for a easy example back then was we'd spread cattle manure, and the manure spreader would run out at the end of the field, so your phosphates would be high on one end and low on the other end. So that was a pretty easy see and fix to see the fertilizer machine or fertilizer spreader really pump on the phosphate on the other end of the field and maybe not put on none where we had spread the manure. And no different than the rest of the farms that we have, you know, whether it was a hog operation on my dad's farm or the cattle at our place or an old dairy farm down the road that we'd had, you know, those variables showed up, and that was a very easy thing to look at and say, yes, this is paying for us because we're not having to put any on here because we don't need it. We're over applying.
Well, explaining it that way, it makes perfect sense, because if you don't need it in the one area, then why put it on the field and waste it or waste your time and money? So this Fresh Perspectives Award, I think what you're doing is a fresh perspective. It's not necessarily, I don't think we'd call it traditional. It's maybe an advanced way. I know there are a lot of farmers using this technology and these practices, but as everything you've said, it's a benefit to your operation and I think the land that you're farming on.
Yes, and you know, so on the Fresh Perspectives was kind of a follow-up. They wanted to recognize what I've been doing and for the 4R nutrient award that I'd got there a couple years ago that Reagan Ware and I with the elevator had received, and Reagan threw my name in the hat and we came out and I was one of the four guys in the country to have this award, whether it was cover crops, the data that I've had since the mid-90s all the way to today, the yield monitors, you know, the fertilizer variable rate and the planting variable rate, and now in the last few years we've been doing nitrogen, split nitrogen and variable rate and the side dress nitrogen on that based off of my yield history or organic matter history. So all those things kind of tie together. In the wintertime, say a January time frame, the guys that work for me, my father, my agronomist, my Joe, my data puncher, we sit down and one day and go through all the fields and say, we're going to plant corn on this field. And so my seed guys, the two or three that are sitting in there, we're going to decide on what seed we're going to put there. Does it take nitrogen early? Does it take it late? Is it an early hybrid? Is it a late hybrid? How does it affect all the, you know, the different variables that we have? And we can look at them field by field, actually grid by grid if you want to get that technical. And with us sitting in there, we can see something that is maybe not that the agronomist might recognize, and they can turn around and see the differences. And we can pick it out and say, okay, the reason this is bad is something happened or a water hole or whatever the issue may be. So we sit down, like say, for a day in January and go through all those fields, and we're going to decide a lot of different things that day to make what we call the Bible that we live off of. I mean, Joe will print that off, and we put them in the tractors, and that's what we follow in the spring, barring no big changes that the spring or Mother Nature brings us. But we try to stay to that script because that's what we want to do.
I was going to say, so there's a lot of planning, and you're making a Bible or a roadmap. That's the plan for the spring and throughout the year.
Correct. Yeah, so here the last year or two, Joe's just joking with me. He's printed out this big three-ring binder that we carry, and he writes the Bible according to Joe. So, you know, and once we get done, we'll sit down and we'll analyze that, and we put check boxes in all these fields so we know whether or not if we're straight rating a 32,000 population on corn and the nitrogen's straight rated and all these things. We're checking ourselves to make sure they do pay for what all these things that we're doing, because we don't want to be doing it just to say we're doing it. We want to make sure it's paying. And it's just like anything, you know, money comes into play quite a bit, so you want to make sure you're covering your bases.
Right. You want to make sure you're making the right decisions and doing it for the right reasons financially, right, too. So you farm with your dad, Tom. He's Tom also. He's here with us today. So these things you're doing now, you haven't always been doing them. So you've really had some changes throughout the years, and you've seen some in the time you've been farming. But I imagine the way you're doing things now wasn't exactly how your dad started doing things, probably.
No, it wasn't. I mean, you know, as he was fortunate enough, and he let me turn me loose with the reins, you know, back there in the early 90s and stuff, when I started bringing these ideas forward, and let me run with them. And yeah, I got shut down on a few of them, but, you know, finally one thing proved another thing. And one of the prime examples was field tile. This is back in the mid 90s. We ran a year or so, I think it was actually 1 year, on one particular farm, and I was able to prove to him the yield reduction just because of the wet end of a field of heavy dirt, and it was a bad year for it anyway, but it was a pretty easy no-brainer. I could print that map and say, hey, you know, if we tiled this, and today we're probably, you know, 60% or 70%, well, probably not quite 70%, but yeah, 60 or 70% of our ground is tiled is because of the decisions that we made, you know, over the years, and based off of those things. And he sat back. He likes to see the numbers. He don't want to put them in, but likes to see the final results.
Yeah. I have to say that's got to be pretty rewarding to come up with these ideas, make changes, and then see the improvements. And you've gotten to see that over two decades, more than that now.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I ain't going to blow the thing up and say it was just a pot full of flowers. I mean, you've got your bad days, too, and things don't work like you thought they would. But they may work this next year, and they may work the year after that. It's just like anything. You got to trial and error a little bit. You don't want to jump in with both feet and just do the whole farm in one practice. And a prime example of that right now is cover crops. I know we do some cover crops and got some areas that benefit from it. I've had my learning curves on that. I've really struggled trying to get that to work for me. But there is fields that works on, and I'm still under the belief there's other fields that don't work on. It's just something that we're learning on.
Tom Connors, Farm Credit Fresh Perspectives Award winner from Macoupin County, and Tom will also be serving as board chairman for CHS this year. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.